So Valentine's Day is coming up. I believe it's Thursday. And you know, these men, they out here buying roses and flowers, diamond rings and jewelry and buying nice things, taking you out to these nice restaurants and all this other kind of stuff, wining and dining. And ladies, what do we give as a gift?
Pussy.
Sweet pussy sack.
Can we not give up the pussy just for Valentine's Day? Your pussy is not a gift, okay? Because if it's one person, he's been getting that pussy already. 365 and probably more than 365. And if not, he's been getting it enough. You cannot put a bow on it. You can't wrap it up in a box and wrap it up in wrapping paper. Pussy is pussy.
What if I do a new perfume?
Pussy is pussy.
I don't want your tired ass pussy.
What if I do some new lingerie?
Pussy is pussy.
What if I like do a little whipped cream and then put some jimmies on top with a cherry?
Dressed up pussy is pussy. Okay?
It's still the same.
It's the same loose walled pussy. Unless you're doing Kegels. But listen.
Because it's the same. He's been beating up the same pussy all the time.
Same pussy. He wants okay? Don't you listen. He ain't going to turn it down. But that's not a fucking gift. So ladies, we need to do better out here, okay? Please. Buy a shirt, a tie, iPhone, cologne,
watches,
you know.
No, not watches.
Drugs.
Mm-mm, not watches. Don't do that.
I like drugs. But yeah, don't. Pussy is not a gift, ladies. We need to do better. 2019, we need to do better. And let's represent for our fellas a lot better.
Yes.
All right? Yeah. Bye. Uno, dos, tres.
Three, babe. We perfectly designed crew, because we the big three. Who run this mother? Who run this mother?
Get him, girl. What's up, y'all? Thank you for tuning in to another Get 'Em Girl Crew podcast. It's myself, Whitney, the business John. To my right, I have the operations John, Miss Sharonda. What up, lady?
Heavy on the sleeve.
Heavy on the sleeve.
I knew she was going to say that shit. And she just couldn't wait.
I've been holding that shit in from y'all. Forever, yo. Heavy on the sleeve.
And next to her is our social media John, Miss Jamila. What
up? I'm here. I'm in the building.
Heavy on the sleeve.
Never mind. Yo, I'm leaving.
Tripping today, y'all.
I'm walking out right now.
Sit your ass
down. So we at episode 7, ladies.
What's up?
We putting them in the bag.
In the bag.
So, what's up with y'all? How y'all week been? Weekend going? What's going on? What's up, social media, John?
Oh, okay. So, let me tell you how I am feeling some type of way. It's a lot of shit going on right now. And I'm just like, yo, I can't. So, first things first.
I pop a freaks all the honey.
Dummies.
Playboy bunnies. Those wanting money.
Okay, so back to what we're supposed to be doing. always get sidetracked. So, no, like, it's a lot of shit going on. So, of course, like, this Prada Gucci shit, like,
ooh.
Yo, huh. I'm over this ooh. Shit. Like, when will people just be like, okay, this shit is wrong. Like, who in this department is being like, go ahead, I'll give you the green light. Out of the 20, 30 people that's in that room to make those decisions, why is no one like, you know, this may be a little offensive. This may be 1,000,000,000,000% wrong.
That's because everybody else, all these other brands, is getting away with the shit. That's why.
I feel like until black people realize the power of their dollar.
Listen, because we the main ones that go keep out them and rich.
Yeah.
Y'all like, walking around here with these Gucci belts and living in an apartment building. Yo, get yourself together. Sick of it.
But like, for real, like, no, like, real talk, like, I know people who got, who are, they got the latest everything, latest Gucci, latest Prada, latest Louis, latest Fendi.
And they still live at home with their mama.
Right, though. Or they got their own spot and all they got is the airbed.
Right, though.
That's all they got. But they fly.
I'm going to keep my...
They fly as shit when they go to the house.
Listen.
But the thing is that with you doing all of that, don't you think that, like, you need to maybe, all right, Gucci showing their ass, Prada showing their ass. Let's talk about, like, it's a whole lot of other ones because Louis didn't show their ass before, too. Hermes didn't show their ass plenty of times. Like, it's a bunch
Hill
of them.
Hillfigure.
Showed
H&M.
His ass. H&M showed their ass.
I figured it out.
What is it?
All these ninjas is low-key racist.
Maybe sometimes people don't like their own race.
That's true.
Factual.
Sometimes people do not like their own race.
Because I don't like
care.
Mine sometimes.
I mean.
They get on my nerves. Like, yo, my race get on my nerves, yo. Like, you freaking African-American motherfuckers, y'all get on my nerves.
Well,
because we can just do better.
We can do better.
Instead of hating, like, everybody should be linking up, getting money.
And that's
know?
All it is.
But we out here letting everybody else get all the money instead of supporting.
I was
and
just about
happy,
to say.
You know what I mean? Get linking up.
And that's the issue is that instead of them
African Americans
going...
are dumb. Dummy.
Instead of actually going and supporting these black businesses that are out there that actually have product that are just as good, if not better, than these high-priced designers, they'd rather go to these designers who don't care about them and who they are as people. That's the bad thing.
No, they don't care because obviously they don't care because they're like, oh yeah, we just going to make fun of, you know, what may have happened way back in the day, these black
things. And then y'all keep bringing up old shit.
And like, that's it. Y'all can't leave it alone. But guess what? Y'all still going to buy that Gucci. Mm-hmm. Y'all still going to buy that Prada. Mm-hmm. Y'all still going to be over there at H&M.
But won't y'all support your brother down the street that's doing something that's got to hold their own business. Like a whole black entrepreneur owning their own black-owned business. You won't go down the street and support them. But you'll go out here and spend all these thousands of dollars. But you can't spend $20 to support. Like, come on
laughing
now.
At you.
Come
on
now.
It's crazy.
That's why I'm African-American racist today.
But I just feel like, you know, when they show you their real colors, believe them. Like Maya Angelou says, when they show you, believe them. Yep. And this is the thing is that they're now showing us what we are truly meaning to them. Is that it is all about a dollar. They don't care anything about how African-Americans feel, how African-Americans' dollars work other than we're going to make sure that you're buying our shit. That's the only thing we care about.
Our fashionista's pissed off today.
I'm pissed the fuck off. Yes, I am.
Till the next time.
Don't forget the twist.
And in a circle, okay?
Yes.
So, but like, I am pissed because like, as a person who, yes, I love fashion. I am definitely the fashionista of the group. But my thing is like, I don't buy that shit because I ain't got enough money in my wallet to cover me buying that shit. So I don't buy that shit in the first place. But my thing is that I've definitely been one of the ones that's like, oh yeah, I'm going to save up this money to get this Gucci pocketbook. I want to save up this money to get this Prada pocketbook. But guess what? Now they're showing me, why the fuck am I going to spend my money with y'all? When I can go and I can spend money with my brethren that who actually does care about me, who actually is going to look out, who actually going to do what they need to do, support them.
Right.
Versus me saving up money to get some shit, and y'all pretty much show me what you think about.
Does MCM, they got some shit going on with them?
I don't think so. Not
yet. Oh yeah, because I fucks with them.
Look, not yet.
But MCM, let me tell you, show your ass, hunty, and I
is going down.
Okay, yeah, because then you're gonna have the operations joint pissed off, and I ain't the fashionista. Okay, god damn it.
I mean, like, that's the thing. It's just. That's what makes me upset about it, is that it's just like, y'all really just don't care. Okay, thank you. Now I know the only color you see for me is green.
You know why they don't care? Because we don't care. Because at the end of the day, we still want to spend that money on that Gucci, on that Prada, on all these branded names to make us feel important, to feel us make us feel like, oh yeah, we somebody, or we got a little bit of something because we have this brand.
Yep.
That's it. Because they already know. Because all that other stuff has been swept underneath the rug and you ain't heard nothing else about it. You ain't heard nobody else it's protesting about it.
It's been the quietest protest ever. Like when, now I worked with H&M when this H&M shit popped off. That shit was over everything. I had people coming in the store telling me, calling me all kind of whatever, because I worked for the company. Like, this was my job. All of that shit. So I was there when that shit popped off. And I also saw how the actual brand did drop. The shit did drop. But at the same time,
they right back to buying that shit.
But they right back at it.
That's what I said. That's what I'm about to say.
Two weeks later, they back.
Yeah.
Because they had like a bomb and sell.
He
like, oh, let me go
ahead and grab this shit.
What would you say with the monkey? Like, forget all about the monkey. I'm going to go ahead and cop this because you got this banging ass sale and I need that.
And that's the thing. Like,
trifling
that,
ass African American.
That shit is on and popping for like 2 weeks. And then after 2 weeks, it was back to normal.
It was back to
normal. Like, it wasn't nothing. Yeah. And that's what I feel like. If you want to really protest something, protest it. Like, don't fucking go there no more. Like, don't just do it because it's popular on social media for the time being.
Right.
Like, do it because you truly believe it. If you are one of those people who is going to go to Gucci and Prada and all the rest of them still, just be like, I'm still gonna go to that shit because I like they fucking products. Fuck
right.
it. Because you know
I'm
what
still
mean?
Gonna step in the name of love. Why?
So back to what I was saying, I'm just gonna ignore that comment. So, if you want, if that's what you're gonna do, but you know the thing is that like I can respect that though because at least you're saying like no, this is what I'm going to do.
Right.
Like you can feel however you want to feel about whatever, but at the end of the day, this is how I feel. This is what I'm going to do.
Factual. Yep. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it is.
Well, truly. I'm glad you know that's how you feel today. So, our business joint, how you feeling today? Right. How are you? How was your week? God damn it, because we see how the motherfucking the social media joint is feeling. Okay?
Feel a little.
You know what I mean? This bitch heated to the max.
Yeah, she heated. And I heated too. Yeah, she heated. Like, so, little man. So, yeah, I had a lot of stuff going on this week. Business-wise, personal-wise. But she's struggling hard, smoking everything.
I hit my finger.
Ouch. She's tripping.
Oh, that but, shit broke it.
Oh, Lord. Broke it. Put that one in the books.
Right.
But so this week was a little crazy for me. So she's losing earrings.
I just pulled my whole
an article
out.
Of clothing. I'm need to pray for our operations John. She's tripping. So I don't know what she did before we got together, but I need for to get her life together. Anyway. With me, yeah, the week has been crazy. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with God, but he might be trying to tell me something because this
God
whole,
is trying to tell you something.
Yeah, for real. Because these last 3 weeks,
tell you something.
If y'all been tuning in, y'all
maybe
know.
Maybe God is trying to tell you something right
baby
now.
Baby Jesus.
Yeah, something, I don't know. I'm not grasping onto it right now, but he trying to tell me something. Because these last couple of weeks have not been my weeks, like, at all. And this week right here has been a crazy week for me, but I'm still going. I'm still handling business as the business John.
That's what a get 'em girl does.
I'm still handling business. I'm still mommy. I'm still friend. I'm still whatever. I'm still handling business. So but at the end of the day, I could have had a better week. I don't know. But I've been hustling now.
Yeah,
I've been getting these coins though, y'all.
Hustle.
Yeah.
Hustle.
Yeah.
Hustle.
As usual. Yeah, I'm getting these coins still, so it's all good. Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's all good.
Got moves we
it
making.
It don't matter if you fuck with me. Y'all get money regardless. But since you hoes ain't worried about me, let me tell you how my
See, I'm about to say, now you on your Drake shit this week.
Right,
though. Yeah, all of my
I was on my feelings last week. Now you on yours this week.
So what's up, Operations John? How was your week?
Heavy on the sleeves. Bust it down, Bobby Yana. Drip too hard, got his dick too hard. He can fucking run and jump up this wave.
Well, we know how she's feeling.
not, because when you legendary.
Well, okay. I'm over her
you
shit.
You shine no matter what.
I'm over her shit.
Yep.
I'm over her shit today.
So, basically, right. You know what I mean? I'm feeling fucking good, you know what I mean? Nicki Minaj dropped her fucking, you know, freestyles and shit. Mm-hmm. So, I'm all in my motherfucking bag, you know what I mean?
Okay, Bob.
Feeling like Barbiana out this bitch,
okay,
you know what I'm
Bob.
Saying? Yeah,
okay,
you know? Yeah. Heavy know, on the sleeves.
I didn't know people were still hype over Nicki, though.
I'll go fuck off, bitch, because you know she will get fucking real. I'm a fucking true stand out this bitch. It's real.
She told you to fuck off. Like,
but listen.
Like, she just told you all the way about yourself. Don't you dare disrespect Nicki to her like that again. Don't you do
I'm
it.
Gonna, listen. I goes off, yo. Don't be trying to test me.
I ain't with it. But hold on, wait. I got a question.
What?
How you a Cardi B fan and Nicki Minaj fan?
I wish they would collaborate, yo.
like I do. Like, I do.
Like, I wish they would, like, for
put
real.
The bullshit aside and let's get this money.
Everybody asked me that question. I'm a true Nicki fan, you know what I mean? You know, Nicki from the stoop, you know what I'm saying? And then when Cardi B comes out, y'all can't tell me that she don't body everything that she touches. She bodies.
Yeah,
right.
And I can relate. Because that's how I feel. You know what I mean?
Factual.
Like, everything that she be, like, she's real.
Factual.
So that's why I fucks with Cardi B.
Factual.
And I wish them two would link together and actually do something together, because that shit would be awesome.
It'd be crazy.
Like, it would be crazy. Like, it would be awesome. Like,
I hate the fact that we, this is what we do as a society.
Putting people against each other.
Exactly. Like, we always gotta be like,
social media. Bitch, that's you. You putting people against each other.
I'm sitting over here chilling.
I ain't put nobody against social media.
Only thing I did was put Gucci and Prada up there and say boycott that shit. I don't put nobody else against nobody.
Okay. I'm, you know what I mean?
Don't do that shit.
Social media be tripping.
She just.
I know,
Lord,
I came at you.
Came all the way at my neck.
I did, my bad. Let me get it. I'm going to bring it back.
All
to
the
her.
Way at her. No.
I was going to give it back to her.
I'm saying, though, nope. No, but listen, like, geez. Talking about as crazy as everything's been going. So this past week, we've been tuned in to 21 Savage.
21.
Hey. Oh, my God. And his situation that's going on. So, like,
I don't know what my problem is today.
I don't know what it is either.
It's your regular.
Nah, it's different.
It's different, yeah. Because, you know, the last couple of weeks, she was a little.
That's what the problem is. She back to normal.
She back.
We gotta get you a little sick again.
Yeah, she back.
Just a little sick.
Just a little bit.
Don't get me sick, huh? Fucking up my money. Bitch, I had to leave work early and shit. Fuck with my money. Y'all play many a games, honey, but don't fuck with my money. Honey, I will rip your motherfucking head to the white meat.
Don't mess with my bread. Coins.
I go ape shit. Like, I don't even think. No, I ain't even gonna go there because I had a whole story.
I just
want to
give you guys a visual. She was just talking about her coins and how serious she was. Her strong ass neck.
that fucking vein popped out. Let y'all know that shit is real. Okay.
Yo,
listen, y'all. We going live pretty soon. Just stay tuned.
But
so
listen,
y'all can see this fucking strong
neck
ass vein
and her neck working.
I'm mad as hell. Made me think about that time at work. How they was playing with my money. I was in that fucking office every day. Like, yo, what's up? Where's my check?
Like, where's my money?
Where's my money? Oh, he ain't say nothing. Hey, yo, what? Hey, what's up? Stop playing games, y'all. I got ape shit.
That's why we gonna be working for ourselves.
Factual.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Factual. Yeah,
right.
You know what?
So what's up with 21 Savage, John?
But wait, pause. Because I got to touch on how she was like, you know, business coming soon. Because motherfuckers got the game fucked up. They got us fucked up.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah, they got us up. Y'all got the GEG crew. Y'all got the Get 'em Girl crew
fucked
up.
Hit them with the shoulders.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Hit them with the shoulders. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all got us fucked up. This ain't just a podcast. You know what I'm saying? This is
we ain't a business, man. We're a business. Man.
Like, we are professional, black, clatchet. Business women.
Clatch it. Key on that clatch it.
Clatch it. Business women out here. This ain't just about this podcast right here. I just had a moment.
Yeah, it goes far deeper. It goes deeper.
Like, just
that.
Wait on it. Like, yes, just wait on it.
Don't believe me, just watch. Come on.
Hey. But wait, why did I thought that was that was Trinidad James?
I'm
yeah, don't believe me, just watch. Come on, gold all of us.
All right. And side note, as you can see, we all about music, guys. Right. So we are music heads to the fullest.
21.
We got a lyric, a verse, a hook for everything.
Okay.
But yeah, so about this 21 Savage thing, like, how y'all feeling about that? Like, what's going down, homeboy?
It got me pissed off to the max.
Yeah? Tell me about it.
Because I feel like, all right, so this shit happened. He came over here, what, they said when he was 7?
Right.
He got everything. Then he got his visa. It was only good for a year. How the fuck you ain't renew your shit? What are you doing? Why you do your paperwork? Then it kind of goes back to, like, the mom and dad. Like, why it hasn't been done. You know what I mean? Is his dad involved? I don't even know if his dad is involved.
I don't know. His mom is pretty as shit, though.
Ain't she? I want to get her. Hey, 21 Savage mommy, come holler at me. Come holler at me. 21. Come holler at
me.
I
don't
even want a son.
Look, Mama Savage.
Mama Savage. Auntie, where you at, baby? That sexy ass though. Woo, she's sexy as shit, honey. I don't know why you brought that up.
I shouldn't have.
My alter ego popped out.
I was
bitch.
Just saying, I was giving him a compliment, and then
Oh my god.
Auntie, that Mama Savage, baby.
Ooh, chillin'.
Got me shimmying and everything out this bitch. Woo! And see who, honey, I'm sweating the hops.
I can't fool with y'all. Hey.
It's not y'all. I've been over here chilling.
Hanging on the sleeves.
That one. That's the one that you need to be concentrating on.
Yo, y'all tripping, yo, for real.
I'm chilling.
Social media, Joe. What you feeling about this 21 Savage, Joe? I ain't fooling with you today.
Like, you're cut. No, your opinion no longer matters. We're done with you for the moment.
I'm just saying he wasn't born his own sex, though.
I just...
How you feeling, social media, Joe?
So, the way I feel about it is just like... I'm just like, yo, everybody thought this ninja was from Atlanta.
That's what I'm saying. I thought he was from home know,
he was from the UK. This ninja British.
Then a motherfucker.
Like, the fudge? Did Amber know?
21. Amber, did you know it's your hairy pussy? That ain't a gift, bitch. That ain't no gift.
That's an Italian in there. That, leave her alone.
That's Italian in her pussy?
I'm over it.
You about to get muted.
You can mute me.
You about to mute me. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we will figure this shit out.
We about to mute you.
Okay, heavy on the sleeve. I ain't going to say nothing. 21.
She ain't going to say nothing.
Somebody come get her. Right.
Come get her. So, I'm just like, so this is my thing also. These motherfudges. Trump supporters is some of 21 Savage's number one fans, okay?
Actually.
When I tell you Trump is about to go down, let them deport 21 Savage. That nigga about to go down. You think the fucking feds is on his ass? Let me tell you how them motherfucking 21 Savage fans is going to be right up there at the fucking White House.
Like, hold on, wait.
I voted for your ass. Now you want to deport? You want to deport him?
They're going to be like, 21. Yep. Oh, God. They're going to come
in there with everything. They're going to come up there. They're going to have their boom boxes. Like, yo, not this one.
Maybe
that one.
But not this one. But how he even got caught up is, like, ridiculous.
That's just crazy.
Like, how he even got caught up in the Matrix on this shit is
ridiculous. Yeah, and it was legit the Matrix.
Like,
but you want to know something? How he got caught up, you know, how everything always say fate. Fate always, you know, certain things happen for a reason or whatever the case may be. But you know what? I really feel like this is what's supposed to happen. Because 21, he finessed the shit out of the government.
Whoa!
He finessed the shit out of the government for years.
You hear that? You got finessed, ninja.
Because at the end of the day, yeah, mom and daddy should have took care of that. Because at that age, he didn't know what he was doing. But when he didn't know anything. 18. But yes. And when he turned of age, he should have and could have handled that.
Got that done.
But he didn't. But listen, how long he has been here amongst us, amongst the American people, he finessed the shit out of us to say, yeah, like, we all thinking he from ATL.
Like I said,
he's not even from the ATL.
We ain't know this ninja was British until
nothing.
What, a week ago?
A week or so ago. Like, that's it. You know what I mean? And none of this would have came up.
That mama. Right. That explains mama said.
Okay.
Now here you go back. No. Stop. Stop.
She out getting it. Get him, girl.
Factual. I'm bringing you
back. Started again. You done got this ninja.
Because I want Mama Savage to come join me and him, child. She got... Whoa, I've been to something.
Hey. But I'm just saying, though. Okay. He finessed the ish. They finessed the Savage family. They have finessed the ish out of the government. Especially as you Mama can see Savage. How easy it is to finesse the ish out of this government.
Look at our president.
And our president.
Our president is main proof.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I never really say that. But, you know, number 45. He's trying to build this barrier, but it's never going to be a barrier.
No.
I would go under that bitch.
That's what
I would get. I would make a whole tunnel out this bitch. Like, hey, yo, come on. Come on. Hey, F.A. F.A. I got some shit.
That's what's going to happen.
But guess what?
That's what's going to end up happening.
But guess what? Most of the people, they flying right here on American soil.
But that, oh, that good
they
shit.
They flying right here. Yeah,
they fly in.
They fly in.
Are they bringing the good shit with them?
They probably got the good-ish.
No, here's the thing. Let me tell you how the good-ish is made in America.
Yeah.
Like, they got shit.
Yeah, they got the good-ish.
But you better believe, because of the borders that they have, they started making that shit right here in America.
I think
right
it's the here. Good shit.
No, they got that good shit over here.
Got and they the got shit. That.
They bring shit they over.
The shit. Like, they bring the ish over, but guess what?
They got the shit.
They bring ish over, but best believe they bring
I
it over.
I said the shit, and y'all keep saying ish. Do they got the shit or no?
I don't know what the fuck they got. I don't do that.
Right. Then forget it. 21.
So, yeah, I mean, with this whole 21 Savage thing, it's crazy, but
that ninja is 26. He could have gotten that shit done.
He been over
18.
Here for damn near 20 years.
Yeah. Almost 20 years.
He definitely
years.
Could have had it done, but guess what?
Because what year was that when it expired?
I don't even know, but listen.
Well, I felt like it was like,
he finessed the shit out of the government at the end of the day. And I really feel like he probably was trying to make a statement.
It don't make no sense.
Like, that shit didn't come out right now. That shit probably would have came out later. Without the nut system,
and it's one thing that they
and they
have,
got a system to okay, like this shit is expired.
Mm-hmm.
So why wasn't anybody going after him?
But they also got to remember that he is actually up for a visa. He mm-hmm. did put in an application because he was involved in a shooting where his best friend was killed.
Right, that's true.
And they are trying to get him a visa on that, on the strength of like he can't go back home because of whatever.
Right,
but. It's like, because it protects victims of crime and, yes. and their families and all of that.
Yes.
But it could also, it's one of them things that could be, it may be good, mm-hmm. so because it can get in here. Or it may be like, oh, well, you was involved in a crime here. Why would you want to stay here?
Right.
They could do that, too.
That shit got expunged. It was what? Crime where?
No, he wasn't involved in the crime. Like, he did nothing.
Yeah, he didn't do anything. His best friend got killed.
His best friend was killed, so they can say,
where?
Like...
Here, right?
Here.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
No. They could say, well, your best friend was killed here. You were involved in a shooting here. Why would you want to stay?
All them charges that he had and all that crazy shit, like, going.
But it's not about the charges.
So, man,
it's about the incident.
Leave 21
the
fuck alone. You stupid ass number 45 with your stupid ass fucking wall that you want to build with your dumb ass. Because I will go under the bitch and I will make tunnels under that bitch for them to come the fuck over here.
Listen.
I'm sick of it. Fuck him. Bring 21 back because I need 21. Oh, God.
I don't think he should be deported at all.
I don't think he should be.
Like, it's corny as hell. It's corny as hell.
I respect everyone that's coming to his side that is representing for him. I definitely respect everyone because it shouldn't be.
What? Because I just thought about it. Our ninja.
Who?
Oh, H to the Izzo. P to the Izzo.
Yo, Uncle Ho.
Yo. Love that ninja, y'all.
Yeah, he coming through.
He coming through.
He coming through.
He ain't playing no
everybody.
Games either. So you know what happens when he gets involved, right?
Exactly.
You see what? Me.
Hi. Right.
Me.
What up, babe?
Three back. Looking on me. At my family. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Me. Come on, championships.
I mean, but it's, I mean, it's the truth to it.
They're going to get involved. Like, the thing
they
is,
gonna
is
get that... they're going to get involved where they feel like they need to get involved. Now, you know what I'm saying? Uncle Jay get involved. In 21, it's not like he's been causing no havoc. He ain't one of these, like, extra flashy bro. Like, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, he's not one of these extra flashy bulls or anything. Because where is
the bulk of his money goes to?
His money is going to... charities to add on to this and to
grow,
you know,
this.
Grow this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's doing well, but of course,
Tuna.
Oh, of course, we want to get rid of
somebody out there that wants to be the one to get you out there, like, because they see that you're doing good. They see you're doing good for other people, and they're like, "Oh, nah, fuck
this
shit."
Yeah, that's number 45.
They want to get
exactly.
You.
Exactly. It's always one.
And like, his minions. Number 45. Right. That's just what it is. 20, like, number 45 and his minions. Like, that's all it is. That's all it is.
He earned my soul. I have another puzzle for you.
So just yeah, saying. I mean, just touching base on that, definitely. And so we can get into today's topic.
Factual.
You know what I'm saying? Thanks, 21.
But 21.
Oh God.
I'm over it. We're getting into today's topic. We definitely can talk about priorities.
Mm-hmm.
Necessities. What's a necessity and what's not a necessity? What can we put as a priority and what's non a priority? You know what I'm saying? So, social media, John, I'm sure you had some non-priorities and priorities. You had some shit fucked up.
Che. Had a lot of shit fucked up. So, as was said earlier, I'm the fashionista. So, I have definitely, like, been that person to, like, go out and shop and then be like, oh, shit, I forgot to pay my bills.
I hate her.
I've been that. I ain't even gonna hold you. I ain't gonna
whole
act
fucking
like,
life though.
Like, for real.
My whole life.
Like, I've literally, I've been that person. Like,
get your priorities straight.
I've been that person where I legit, like, I'll go out, I'll do whatever. Like, I'll be like, shit, I'm about to go party, buying bottles,
right.
Out there, you know, shopping, doing whatever, and then I go home and be like, oh shit, I ain't pay this bill. Oh, I ain't pay this one either. They gonna wait till next time.
Get your priorities.
Then they come be like,
right, exactly.
Notice is on the door and shit.
I be like, I be calling, setting up them arrangements every time. Yup. AT&T is the main one. I still set up arrangements with their asses because they charge too goddamn much.
Fuck AT&T.
I don't care if I do. They don't work with y'all asses. Service ever.
Sprint is better than AT&T. I hate their customer service, yo. I can't stand AT&T and their stupid ass little hidden fees. Fuck you, AT&T. That's all I'm saying. Fuck AT&T. My bad. Wow. I got emotional.
You've been emotional. Right. I don't talk about something. I got emotional. Like, this just happened.
I'm light-skinned it today, ho.
I see.
Ooh, you light-skinned with pretty eyes today.
Yeah. She got some on my Steph Curry, baby.
I'm over her. Yeah, listen, I know I've definitely had little situations where I had my priorities fucked up. And I did the unnecessary, thinking that it was necessary, but it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if you know me, and you know how I used to get down, like, I used to be a true sneakerhead. True sneakerhead. I'm still a sneakerhead, undercover, but it's not as bad. So, with my sneakers, yo, I used to definitely beat down. I used to be at the malls. Every store, getting the hottest releases, out there doing whatever I needed to do, and, like, getting that stuff, all that materialistic stuff, instead of handling what I need to handle. You know what I'm saying? But then I used to hustle, kill myself, just to get back so I can make sure that A, B, C, and D is taken care of. You know what I'm saying? But couldn't tell me shit because I had them hottest J's. I had them new Pumas. I had the new Nikes. You couldn't tell me shit, okay? I had everything. I could wear a new pair of sneakers for at least 6 months. You couldn't tell me shit. But, yeah, so I know that was definitely one key time. Like, I really had to get my shit together. And I was like, this is not a priority. Like, these fucking sneakers ain't gonna take you nowhere. Right. I mean, you can sell them or whatever, but when they all gone, then what's gonna happen? Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really need to get your shit together. So, I mean, right. I guess this is just all part of growing up or, you know, being mature.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know, taking shit by the horns or whatever. I'm sick of these two, Ebony and Ivory today. They
Ebony,
it's her. And she the Ivory one today. She the Ivory one today.
That's true. She was Steph Curry. But
she's Steph Curry. She Ivory today.
But wait, is it Ebony Brown?
Right. You're not Ebony Brown today.
Oh yeah, I'm Ivory. Oh yeah. Right.
So what about you? You ever had your shit fucked up?
Yo, shit about to get real. I'm about to get real deep with y'all. Like, I'm about to get some real personal deep with y'all. Like, okay, we gonna get some real. Okay.
Take it there.
Real.
Yeah, let's get there.
Like, I did have my priorities fucked up. I cracked myself up. Go Crown Royal.
Hey. Crown Royal. We all on that crown.
Nah, but my priorities was fucked up. Like, I was strung out on E-pills.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, like, where I had to take, like, 3 or 4 E-pills just to get high. So, you know what I mean? My priorities was fucked up. Strung out on them E-pills all heavy. You know what I'm saying? So, priorities was fucked up. And then, you know how to get my shit together because then you hit rock bottom.
Yep.
Yes.
That's what happened.
Right. So, you have, like, this kind of crazy-ass addiction. And then, you hit rock bottom. And then, you like, damn. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? So, you hit rock bottom. Then, you get yourself together. And you go back to the top. You know what I mean? So, back up to the, damn near to the top. I ain't gonna say I'm back at the top.
We there.
Because when I get to the top, I'm spitting on motherfuckers.
Hey! That's all I know that's right.
When I get to the top, I'm spitting on motherfuckers. Y'all gonna be like, oh, work? Yeah, bitch. I'm spitting on you. Straight like that. Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
I ain't gonna spit on you.
I ain't, no, this what the fuck I'm gonna do.
Save I'm my spitting shit. On y'all.
No, I'm a whole fucking spit. Pigeon. I'm shitting on y'all asses. Know that. I'm flying above y'all just like them fucking pigeons. I'm shitting on every fucking thing.
I feel like that spit something different. It's disrespectful.
Yeah, you know if what? But coming out of this big ass, giving nobody that. I ain't even giving him my shit.
Yeah,
he ain't worth it.
You ain't even worth it, but you worth my shit.
But that's what I'm, huh? You ain't worth
my spit, but you worth my shit.
Right.
Nah, but like, you know, and then everybody with their priorities, they feel like I'm different. I don't tell people what my whole plan is. Mm-hmm. So that throws everybody off. Yep. It's like, you really ain't worrying about this. You're not worrying about that. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. Like, who said? Who told you that? Right. Did you hear me say that? Did that come from me? Did I say this? Or did I say that? Did you ask me that?
Real G's moving silence.
Exactly. Factual.
You know what I'm saying? So, no, I don't tell everybody what my plan is or what I plan on doing. I should. But I don't, because ain't none of your fucking business. Like, that's how I feel. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? You just see me progress, and you see what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I show it versus sitting here telling you.
Telling you about
actions
it.
Actions speak louder than words.
Exactly.
Right. And I've never been the type to sit here and be talking about shit all the time. If I said it, and it'd be pretty much, I get little shit. And if I told you, but like, oh, you really did that. Yeah, I said that. Didn't I tell you that? I told you I was going to do that. Yep. So that's what the fuck I did.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, no. Like,
that's the one thing I can say, at least, about all of us. All of us, you know, not to, and we can't even single each other out, but at least all of us, when we get to a point and we say we're going to do it,
we're going to do it.
You know what I'm saying? And we don't need no freaking line of fans or no cheerleaders behind it to say, to root us on or anything. You know what I mean? We might tell each other, we might tell one or the other. And that's it. And we just go ahead and make our moves and let everything finesse out of it.
Real cheese moving silent.
Yeah, you really do.
And like, for real.
A lot of people need to grasp that and just do it.
Right.
I think that with the social media age, everybody puts everything on fucking social media. Like,
y'all
better
stop telling y'all shit.
Like, for real. Like, for real.
Stop robbing y'all.
And the thing is that with telling everybody your business...
I'm robbing you. Put your fucking location on that bitch.
I hate her so
much. Tell me you were in the out of the fucking country, bitch.
So much.
You posting money and J's on this bitch.
So, I just feel like, you know, people, it's actually doing the opposite of what they needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's so many people that I've seen out there, like, it's one person I follow, I'm not going to say no names, something like that, but there's one person that I follow who has been on a weight loss journey.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't go into the whole, like, I'm posting at the gym, I'm posting at this, I'm posting at that. They just show, like, how they looked in one.
Right.
And they might wear a dress, and they be like, this is how I used to look in this dress. That's it.
Yeah.
They don't do all of that extra stuff. And I respect it because it's like, mm-hmm. there's too many people that are, there's more trolls on social media.
You think not.
Then there are people who are going to support you.
Exactly.
So it's so many times when people is like, I got to share everything. I'm going to do everything. I'm going to tell everybody everything. But you can't, because those people on social media are not going to be the ones that are going to support you.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at that, and this lady has been doing this for years, like going through her weight loss journey. And it's like, she's showing you, I'm trimming down, but she's taking her time doing it. She's not pressured by, right. Oh, you was just in the gym yesterday. You ain't in the gym today. You was
but
doing
you
this.
You were shooting in the gym.
That's what I'm like, so, you know, with this social media age, everybody putting their shit out there, it's like, you can't do that all the time. Like,
yeah,
sometimes you just gotta chill and use social media for what it's for. I feel like social media is not for what it's for anymore.
Mm-hmm.
To be social.
Fuck social media.
It's nobody wants not. To be social anymore. Yeah. Like,
because these fucking hating ass social media, corny ass fucking hoes, bitch. Fuck social media.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've been out here working and humble. Believe me, I heard them bumble. I'm just going to leave it alone. Because I will put burners through bundles.
You need to do something with her.
I can't.
Where's the towel around her mouth?
We're going to mute her. We're trying to
figure out how to mute her ass as we speak.
We about to mute her.
Because I'm tired of these hoes, yo. I'm sick and tired of these social media hoes. Okay? You out here clout chasing.
It's a lot of that.
Yeah, clout chasing, ho.
That's a topic.
Okay?
I like that.
You can't clout chase over here, ho. Okay?
I like that.
We the fucking Get 'Em Girl Crew. It's a fucking movement out this bitch. Fuck what you heard. It's a Get 'Em Girl Crew. And we the fucking movement. It's a movement out this bitch. We are the fucking Get 'Em Girl Crew.
You gonna get it. And
you know what I'm saying?
Keep it.
You gotta get down and lay down.
And then
how you wanna do it?
And then he's
fucked.
And I'm be flying high shitting on you bitches.
Yo, it's either you love or hate us. It's no in between. You either right. gonna love us, you gonna hate us.
Like, and that is
either
what it
or.
Is.
It's no in between. There's no gray areas with us.
And
we're
if you hating us, guess what?
Fuck off, bitch. We don't give a fuck about you. Clout chasing.
if you hating us, you just want to be our BFFs.
That's all.
Or you want to eat one of our asses, bitch.
And that too.
Ooh, like the gracious.
Fuck out of here.
But yeah, I'm
trying to eat the booty like groceries. Ooh. Y'all supposed to be. Y'all supposed to be.
Tripping. Nah, but yeah, man. I mean, beside ourselves, you know, I'm sure we too have some friends, family members that have been out there that put their priorities, that got mm-hmm. their priorities mm-hmm. fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That have definitely put the bullshit before what needed to be.
Right.
So I know no names. Of course, we know names.
No names.
But people that have put their habits mm-hmm. in front of their kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
See, that's going to be a totally different subject.
Yeah.
That's a totally different subject.
It's touchy.
But
you know
I tell
what
you,
mean?
Like, that
touchy.
Addiction is real.
Yeah, and you know what? And it's not even a... I'm not even going to say, like, addiction to, like, substance abuse or anything like that. Mr. But you out here, like, selling your ass and not taking care of your kids. You look better than your kids.
Yeah.
See, I don't like that.
You know
that.
What I mean? Like,
I hate
nah,
that
I'm not. I'm not okay with that.
Because a bitch will go flat.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That could be
crazy as fuck.
But my kids is good.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
like that's
so it's
the
like,
whole shit.
I'm like, how, like, priority? Your priorities is really, really messed
your
up.
Priorities
you got
is fucked up,
really right. fucked up. Like we can say, talk about like what we talked about earlier. You know what I'm saying? Like you got these Gucci belts, you got these Gucci sneakers, and I mean, real name, like real Gucci, not that Cowtown stuff, but the real Gucci, and you. On Section 8.
But that bitch said Cowtown.
I'm for real.
I had a delayed reaction.
My soul.
That bitch, y'all be wearing Cowtown Gucci.
Not the Cowtown Gucci, but you got the real label. But for real, yeah,
Columbus
them too.
Smart.
Yeah, them too.
All the flea markets.
You know what I mean? You on Section 8.
Flea market specials, okay?
You on Section 8. You know what I'm saying? You still getting food stamps, but you got Gucci on your back. You got Gucci on your
bitch. Paul, and I ain't gonna hold you because the bitch had hood and I had food stamps, bitch. And we were straight, bitch. That extra money be coming through. Savings, bitch. Savings, bitch. I ain't gonna hold you.
Your priorities might have been fucked up, but guess what?
But I'm saying, no.
The shit got right, though.
Factual.
But my priorities wasn't fucked up then. Like, I'm just saying, your priorities might have been fucked up, but the shit got right,
though.
Yeah,
you're right.
Exactly. But motherfuckers is still doing the same shit. You know what I'm saying?
All right, see, this is my whole thing, right? Because you know what I mean? I had moved away for some years.
Right.
You know what I mean? Came back. You motherfuckers is still stagnant. Like, y'all still sitting in the same motherfucking spot.
Same
doing the same shit that I was doing when I fucking left.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I be on my fab shit. Like, lame nigga, swerve. Lame nigga, swerve. It's been 10 years and you the same nigga, swerve. Yeah. What is you doing?
You still on the what same stuff. What is you doing? Stuff. What?
Her empty cup,
y'all. I can't deal with her. Like, what's up? Like,
give my cup back.
I'm saying so. I'm sure. What y'all like? Examples, opinions on other people out
there.
Well,
I mean, I know somebody who was giving a man money and wasn't paying their bills.
Oh,
that's a whole bunch of biddies.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I know somebody
that's
got,
actionable.
I know right. somebody. That, let me see. She got 1, 2. I know somebody that got 1, 2, 3, 4, 3 cars, living in an apartment building, bitch. With them 3 cars, you could have had your own house paying
bitch,
mortgage.
But 3 cars, they allow you to park that in apartment parking lot. How the fuck you get that off for
baby
3
girl,
cars? They only give you 2 slots.
It's not cool. It's not cool.
It's trifling. Right.
It's not cool at all. I don't know what kind of situations you got. I know everybody's in situations, but listen, when you saying it's yours, you putting claim onto it. So therefore, I feel as though, yo, get rid of them Johns, get you a mortgage for your little family.
Because that's the thing is that, like, with all of them cars, bitch, that's, do you know how much money you could save and have a house next year?
What I'm talking about. Especially when you
2020.
Especially 21. Especially when you living in Jersey. The Jersey
taxes,
Jersey,
all
insurance,
that shit.
Everything
fuck Jersey.
Is
Jersey.
Right.
Jersey.
Yeah, really.
I'm
real.
Like, I fuck Jersey.
Yup.
I'm getting the fuck up out of here.
A whole pole.
Like, yo. Cause y'all cost too much. I don't know what the fuck.
Fucking
the only good thing about Jersey.
Yellis.
Yo, the only good thing that number 45 did was say that it was up to the fucking states and shit to legalize. Okay? Ganja. That's what I'm saying.
Ganja.
They need to legalize shit all over the
but
world.
Too bad I can't fool with the ganja. But yeah, what you saying?
But I mean, I just feel like, you know, when it comes to, it's a lot of women out there that's like, they going to take care of their man before they take care of anything else.
Man, fuck
and I've
here.
Literally seen it happen where they give money to their man and then they be like, oh, well, I ain't got no money to pay for this.
Right, mom, you got a couple of dollars.
I gotta borrow from Peter to pay Paul because I didn't gave my money to John.
Yeah.
Like,
because you got this man
John,
just sleeping.
You're not getting my fucking money,
you
dog.
You ain't getting my fucking
get
money.
Get your funky
either.
White sock wearing funky foot ass off my motherfucking couch. Well, and go
work.
Get a goddamn job, bitch. John, with your dirty, dusty ass now. This is ridiculous. You're 50 years
well,
old and you don't have
John's
a job.
Fault. It's not John's fault. Cause
you right,
because
it's my fault
because
I'm giving you bread.
Right.
To sit here and lay on my couch with your
funky ass
white socks.
White socks on and
with
the
your funky ass feet.
Playing PlayStation all goddamn day.
Nah, ninja.
Right.
That's we make nice. Niggas put down the 2K. Okay. Yeah. Give me the money, honey.
Listen,
I'm sick.
That's what
it.
We want, but guess what? At the end of the day, we know that that's not what's going on.
Right.
That's not what's going
these
on. And these
dickmatized. These bitches is dickmatized. That's what they are.
It's
dickmatized.
No. I'm going to tell you this. It's not dickmatized. It's the sense of they have to have a man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
regardless.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they don't want to be single, so I'm going to put up with this. I'm going to give him money so that he can stay.
Yeah, like some of them, that whole stay shit. But then when you're dickmatized, you know what I mean? Anything that dude say, you with the shits because you're dickmatized. You want that dick. It ain't even about the relationship or wanting a man all the time. You're dickmatized. He got you motherfucking dickmatized.
I think it's both.
We're not going to act like bitches
are dickmatized.
I think it's both,
though. Because guess what? Still at the end of the day, I was about to say a name, y'all. I was about to give it up.
I was about to drop tape.
I was about to give it up.
Damn.
Yo.
Damn. Crown. Listen, I'm so glad it's gone.
Listen.
Right. Yeah.
Listen. So, I know for a fact that homeboy not really doing too much in the bed department. But he charms and finesses her.
Charms.
To the charms. To the T.
Yep.
Homegirl is in a situation that she can't get out of.
Well, kudos to him.
Right, though.
For real.
I'm serious. Like, his whole, like, for real, his whole back is in her jaw. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? He ain't even long stroking. Not at all. He not long stroking at all.
So that's why I said it could be both.
Little dicks matter.
Little dicks matter.
Hashtag.
Little dicks matter. Hashtag little dicks matter.
Oh, you think just little dicks eat pussy real good? So that's the trickery. They just hypnotize, bitch. They hypnotize, bitch.
They
because you
know
this matter. Y'all motherfuckers.
They motherfucking
doing
Dexter.
They got their motherfucking shit down to the science, honey.
Yep. Yes.
That's exactly that's what it is.
Because they know they can't
but
do
still,
right.
But still, as, you know, us, as being women, we sitting around here letting it happen.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
The we letting girls, it happen.
Not us.
Because we emotionally messed up with the whole situation.
Fuck that shit.
You know what I'm saying? So, back to you, Operations John. Because you know what I mean? I'm loving the fact that you gave us a little piece of that sensitivity.
Gave us your testimony.
Yeah, like that really, I love that. Like, I'm really loving that. So, the way that you was able to come out of that, like, what did you do? Like, how did you mentally get to a point to say, you know what? I gotta leave this alone to get back here.
Right. It was just like that. Everybody's different. I'm the type that can cut shit cold turkey. Like, right. If I want to stop smoking cigarettes, I can legit do that shit, like, now. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to. Like, but it was a whole, you know, mentality thing. It's like, wait a minute, bitch, you got your whole shit fucked up. You need to do this, right? Like, your bills is getting backed up, and you like, wait, you spending like $100 every other day, every day, just on pills. Like, nah.
Right.
Like, it's a whole fuck up. Like, right. Nah, we ain't doing that. Then, you know, I was able to get my nails done. You know what I mean? Like, wait, pause. Something ain't right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
wasn't able to take care of you.
Right. Exactly.
So, yeah.
So, it was like, you know, that whole mentality where it was just like, all right, this gotta cut because this ain't what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Your whole shit is fucked up right now. So, it was just to sit back and evaluate myself. Like, I'm a person that sit back and evaluate myself and go through the past and be like, all right, you can do this differently. Like, you fucked up here. But, like, you can do this differently to get here.
Right.
And you know what I mean? And that's probably, like, how I am. I don't want anybody else telling me on how to live my life or how to do this right. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want that. So that's probably why I don't tell people what my plan is, because I don't want you telling me what to do.
Right.
So I have a plan in my head, and it's like, you know, I know what I need to do to get where I need to be for me and my kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I always sit down, evaluate, I write things down and be like, all right, you was at this point here. Like, last year, you was at this point, like, here. Now, you're at this point. You have this going. You have that going. And it's always just, a progress.
Right.
And, you
the
know,
progression
and that,
of it.
Right. And that hitting that rock bottom, like, when I tell you I hit rock bottom to where I had to give up everything, like, hitting rock bottom was like,
yeah.
All right, bitch, shit is real.
Yeah.
Like, shit is real. Like, you at the most vulnerable point at your life, like, shit is real.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like, being at that point, I'm at a point now where it's like, I'm not ever going back to that point ever again.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I can't. That's not what's up. That's not what it is. Like, I can't.
Factual.
You know what I mean?
Factual.
Like, I can't.
Right.
So it was like, I keep pushing forward, keep looking for the next day, and just keep going.
That's it. We just keep hustling.
You know what I mean?
Definitely
pretty much.
Keep hustling.
Right.
And I can say the same thing, you know. Just different situations. It's just not, you know, just me being a sneakerhead or anything like that, relationship wise, and, you know, just everything. So you just look at it and you like, you stop. It's that self evaluation.
Right.
And you like, listen, you know this is not you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of it. You know what I mean? I'm out of being true to myself.
Right.
So I got to get back to what it really is. Exactly. You know what I mean? And especially when you talk to other people, like some of my OGs or my parents or my, just other people that I just seek knowledge and stuff like that from. It's just like, you could be here. You could have been here.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
You could have been there.
Right.
You know, and you like, damn, like I could have. If I would have.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly.
You know, like, I tripped, but now I'm back. So, and, you know, that's what basically covers everything. So it's like, all right, no, sometimes you like, I might want to go back there. And then you double think about it. And you're like, nah, I can't go back there.
Yeah.
I can't go back there.
Like, it's not even worth it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not. And see, that's some real life shit because everybody didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it's probably only a select few. And maybe not even a select few. Probably people just probably figured or thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But you're hearing it from the horse's mouth.
It is what it is. You won't get real.
Right.
You won't get real from the
like, it is what it is. And it's like, yeah. So, like, that's just what it was. Everybody knew that. So, it is what it is.
How was you able to climb back from your...
She's still shopping.
I was about to say, I'm still climbing.
She's still shopping.
I'm still climbing. But what I had to do was I did have to, I had to switch it up. Like, I don't shop like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, I used to be in the mall every pay.
Mm-hmm.
And that was first.
Paycheck to paycheck.
Mall first.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I ain't spending the mall, then maybe pay a bill.
A bill.
The smallest bill.
Right. The smallest of them all. But, like, now it's like...
His phone bill.
I've changed it up in the sense of, like, don't get me wrong. Like I said, I still do payment arrangements and all that shit because, bitch, huh, y'all will not. But what I do is I pay the bills first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if I set up a payment arrangement, I'm paying all my bills first.
Mm-hmm.
And then after all my bills is paid. And this may sound basic to other people, but let me tell y'all I had a problem. And I know that was my problem. It's a problem. But this may sound like it's regular for other people, but no, like, I legit came to the point where I pay my bills first, and then whatever's left over is what's left over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm so fucking proud of you, bitch.
I hate her so much.
That bitch says she pay her motherfucking bills first and then shop, bitch.
I hate her.
I'm done. You know what? I'm throwing this shit away. I'm throwing everything away.
Throw the whole operations joint away.
Exactly. But, you know, and that has helped because it keeps me from, all right, bitch, you ain't got no money to be in no goddamn mall.
Right.
Buying nothing. And on top of that, you got more than enough shit in that closet.
Mm.
I got that whole goddamn store of a room.
Her fucking room look like a retail store. That's all I'm going to say. Like, this bitch got a whole motherfucking... Like, one section is set up for pocketbooks.
And that like, is
I real life tell y'all her room, I'm not going to take no pics because that's personal.
Right.
But we're going to tell y'all
about I need y'all to close your eyes and visualize. And then
yes. Like, her whole...
It was a whole problem, y'all.
Her whole closet is, like, in color coordination, okay?
No, it's dresses, not in color coordination.
What is it? Dresses and shirts?
No, it's by sleeve length. And then it's not actual
with your short sleeve sweater cardigan.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck out of here, bitch. Fuck you. You stupid ass fucking short sleeve fucking sweater cardigans. Dumb
but
ass.
Yeah,
and all y'all that wear that shit, you dumb as fuck too. But yeah, but her room is real.
Yeah.
Like, she got a whole retail store.
Yeah,
and then she
good.
Got like mirrors and shit. And then shit you hang hangers and clothes up on to pick out what you want to wear. It's a real life. She might have even got a mannequin in there. I just can't remember.
I ain't got no mannequin.
Oh, you don't got a mannequin? Oh, no, but you can hang
shit.
She
got a mannequin head, though.
It's like, oh.
Yeah, I do got a mannequin head.
But it's something like a whole, like, dressing.
When she turned into Bianca.
Oh, my God. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. We're done.
I'm sick of it.
I'm done.
But, yeah, y'all, like, it's serious. But...
It's serious out here in these streets.
You know what?
Okay, but no. But no. Like, we gotta acknowledge. We need people to, like, we gotta acknowledge.
Yeah. What we gotta acknowledge, baby?
Like, all our people are, like, our listeners and stuff.
I know, our new ones.
We got a lot of new ones. Thank you so much.
But yeah, we gotta thank them, but we need them to use this hashtag. So we came up with a hashtag.
Hashtag.
Mm-hmm. The hashtag is hashtag Team GEG Crew.
Yes.
CREW. So.
And that was Team.
TEAMGEGCREW. Okay. Hey.
We want to see our listeners and supporters out there. So hashtag it, y'all. We want to
like,
see y'all.
We want to start acknowledging you guys and interacting. We want to hear your feedback. Like, mm-hmm. we want to start interacting with you guys. Because, like, yes. now it's like we know people are listening. We see people commenting. Yes. We got people texting us personally. But it's like we want to start acknowledging you guys. Like, we know some, like, mm-hmm. we need those day ones and everything. Like, we need all that.
Yeah, we're going to definitely start changing up some things and bringing some new things to you guys. So, but yeah, I think we just got another one in the bag, y'all.
I know. So
scary. It's 21. On God.
Yeah, so thank you guys. New listeners, old listeners, new subscribers, old subscribers. Thank you guys for listening, tuning in to another hot episode of the Get 'Em Girl Crew podcast. We 21, love you guys. 21. Definitely.
Free look, 21. Savage.
Yeah. No deport.
No deport. No deportation. Over climbing under the walls, bitch.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
And find me Mama Savage. Y'all find Operations join me. Tell her,
over her.
Mama Savage. You told the Operations join Miss Underscore Brown Eyes. Want that ass. Tell her to come on, Mama Savage, honey.
Just at Miss Brown Eyes, okay? Well, but we will check you guys out with another hot episode next week. And it'll be episode 8. Holla at you guys.
Hey.
How much money you got? A lot. How many problems you got? A lot. How many people done doubted you? A lot. Left you out to rot? A lot. How many pray that you flaunt? A lot. How many lawyers you got? A lot.